Pesach Chazan Pashas Pekudei. Agit Chodesh. This Shabbos Habolei and Toiva is a very special day in the Shabbos. First of all, it's the Shabbos Chazak, and we complete the Siyum, the Aliyah of all 1,209 psukim of Sefer HaGeula, which 1,209 is Gematria Zecher also Lo'isov. One can relive all the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah and Hakamas HaMishkan. Besides the fact it's also known as Shabbos Havsoko. People think Havsoko means it's a vacation time. You don't have the, you know, it's not Shabbos Shkolim, it's not Zohar. Okay, you can take it easy. Rest. In Yiddishkeit there's no such musig as freedom, as vacation. In the Gemara, in the it calls it a Shabbos of Sok, and so was Paskin in Tov Reish Pei. In Zechariah, there's a special avoida the Chedushim famously said. Rashi tells us in the beginning of Ayikra, why was there a Revach from Parsha to Parsha? To misbuyin, to think, to. Unachtifer, the Imre Noyim brings that Shkolim is Gematria 480, and Zachar is Gematria 233. Together you have 713, which is Gematria Tshuva. Is Tshuva, 713. Is the Haraya, this Shabbos, especially connected to Tshuva. We read this parsha, the Chodesh Adar, the Gemara famously says, Mandi Islidina Bahadi Akum, if you have a judgment, a court case, with Ivid Avedah Zora, Lishmet Nafshe Ladar, wait till Adar, because Adar is the Indian of which Goy, says the Chodesh, the Goy Asher Bekir Bukha. And Adar is a month of Tshuva. There's actually a story. By the way, today is Rosh Chodesh Adar, in case you didn't notice, right? And Rosh Chodesh Adar is Gimachi Yamin Pshuta LeKabel Shovim. They have Tshuva. Sachonot to Purim, which is Purim B'Milui, is Gimachi Tshuva. There's a story told that the Rebbe of Henech of Alexander came to the Rebbe Rabinim of Pshischa on Purim, and he says, "I want to do Tshuva Purim." So the Rabbinim's son, Rav Amir, said, "What's Tshuva got to do with Purim?" So the Rabbi Rabbinim, with a chorif and a pikach, he said, "Avad it has to do, because the Gemara says Adar Boyin until 40 years is a chilumal. It's better to eat from our boyim from age 40 mishtemal. It's better to drink, and our boyim is the inyan of." Ben Arboim, Labina. And the Pasuk says, Ulevova Yovin Vishavarafali. Tshuva comes from Bina. And everyone, Kul Alma Moid, whatever age you are, that on Purim is Shtiyamalia. It's a Karaya that Purim is connected to Bina, which is the name of Tshuva. Vachayna Rabbi says a famous word from Shmuel Kamenki, heard from the Bells Rov, that you have Tshuva, other. So he said the famous Taich, Ki Lule Hismamanu, a person for Pashkut Lule, Elul. Then Ki'ato Shavnu Zeh Pamoyim in the month of Zeh, 12th month, which is Pamayim, you have other Aleph and other Beis, is Mesugel B'Fetshuv. So therefore, Shkolim and Zachar is the Chuvah, so there's something that Lavava Yovin is the Shabbos of Bina, that one has to look deeper into the Parsha to get up to some of his Eiders. To understand this, and how it connects to the Parsha, we Makdim HaMaisa. It's one of these stories that hit me. When the Alter Rebbe of Sadigera, the Rav Yankov of Sadigera, the son of the Holy Rishoner, decided to build his Kloyes, his famous Bes Medrash, which was before Bamish Abayis Godel, Kol HaBechinis. So anyway, he didn't build it. I was sitting last night at a chassid in London from Yudena Reb Simchir, and I was sitting next to the Sadigera Rebbe's son, and he told me the emes, the rayin of building the Bes Medrash, the Kloyes, came from the Rishoner. And the Rishoner wanted to build this magnificent Kederach Rishon, you know, Malchustika. And the Moshe Kubriner came to him and begged him not to build it. So he didn't build it. And then later his son and successor, the first Sadegar Rebbe, built it. And they asked him, "Why did you stop it?" They asked Moshe Kubriner. He said, "Because he saw that the Rishoner wants to build his clothes with the same kavonis that Basal built the Mishkan. And when Basal built the Mishkan on the Shmini Lemiluim, Nodav Aviyu were taken away from the world, the Krevei HaKodesh, that was the consecration of the Mishkan. And when the Sadegera built his Bes Medrash, Nebuch, his son and his Edim passed away from the world." Right up. So he didn't want the Rishoner to do it. Akitsu, the Sadegera, wanted to build it, but he kept it in the plans. Suddenly there was a melamed, from a derfel, a melamed tashbar, from a small shtetl. He didn't have two pennies to rub together. But every year he would put prutal, pruta, and collect money, and that he would come once a year to his Rebbe for a pidyon. Because for 1 year, Parnosa was gorgor shver, and the whole year, penny by penny, all he managed to get, to collect, was 1 ruble. 1 ruble is like a dollar, you know, to add to get it. Ober his gaguim to go to the Rebbe, although al gedoy, so he couldn't. And he went with his one little teeny, puny ruble. And he was a malamid, so he had kindlach. So he couldn't wait a long time. So he came to the Sadegar Rebbe's Hoif, and he asked the Mashbak, could he go into Lakhoidish Pneema, to the Rebbe? So the Mashbak said, no, now it's not Kabbalah's Akol. Wait for Erev Shabbos, you'll go in all the other Orchim. He said, I can't, I have children, I have a cheder that I run. So sorry, can't do anything. So but this fellow was in his life, so he wouldn't leave. He stood there on the Rebbe's steps of his house, and he waited. Half hour, an hour, 2 hours. He waited a day and a half. When the gate nishtana and the lovers left, the mashpach didn't let the gabbai doesn't let him in. Finally, the gabbai sees for a day and a half he's sitting there by the and he doesn't move. So he told the rebbe. The Sadegar Rebbe was stark mispol from his akshonus of this mulamid. Let him in. He let him in. He's mekabel him b'tzal sponov. And he's sitting there, the Malamed is like really shaking, his heart is beating, and with shaking hands he gives the one little ruble pidyon geld to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe looks at it, and he says, and he closes his eyes, and he's awful from Sarfi Kodesh, and like Mashovis, and he says, this little ruble is the most choshev geld by the Eibusher. It's mamish gewalt. And therefore he holds it, and he says, I'm giving it to you back, and you should take this little ruble, right, and do something with it, whatever, and you'll find gewaldige Shefa Brocha from this ruble. The Rebbe, he walks out, and meanwhile, the spash is the shmua that the Rebbe gave a Brocha to this ruble. So all the Gvirim came laughing, and they made like a bidding, they weren't a bid for it. Akitzer, the biggest Gvirim, Sadegar, he was willing to give this only Ve'evian, this poor Melami, 10,000 ruble for his one little ruble. An offer you can't refuse. So he made the switch, right? And now he has a 10,000 rubles, a geld. So he took a shtickle of the money, a mice or whatever, and he went, he got permission, he went again to the Sadegar Rebbe, and the Sadegar Rebbe said, I wanted from years already to build this, the klois, to build. But I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And now I got such choshev geld that came from the gagun, from the shtikus of this poor malamed for his one little rubla, right? That I'm going to use this to be the yesoid of the famous klois in Tzadik, which recently they discovered, they just rebuilt it. How long story? In Kamek Rim. What do I learn from this story? I learned three things. I'm a simple Jew. I learned three things from it. Number one, the obvious lesson is, how do you build the Dira L'Yizbarach based on you don't build it with money, you build it with the Matbeya Shel Eish, with the Nediva Salev, with the Islamos, with the Gaguim, etc., etc. Number two, one can be medayik in the story, right? That from who, look, the Sadegar Rebbe had Gvirim surrounding him. Kidu was everything, Malchus vision. If you had a chassid who was willing to pay 10,000 ruble for the 1 ruble, so he could have called in the chassid, give me 10,000 ruble, give me 100,000 ruble, the gel still is going to roll it up. But he wanted Dafka, and from whom did he take the to build his mismedrash? Dafka from a melamed tinoikas. I think that's a choshev in the kudus. It's not just, nothing happens without ashgoch. Dafka from a melamed tashbar builds the mismedrash. And number three, how did one little ruble build as a Dafka from the bracha of the Rebbe, from the Sadegar Rebbe. And I think there's a deep, because it's connected to the parsha, just per hektar. It says, Eile p'kudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edus, asher pukat al yidei, al pi Moshe, right? So the Sforim HaKadoshim say, it's brought this in Yisrof, not the Rebbe, it's brought in Kedush Levi, and all the Sforim HaKadoshim, that even though the Gemara says in Bava Metzi, and Gemara Tainis, that Eina bracha m'suyed, like v'davar amon, like v'davar ha-shokul, only b'davar, the only bracha in a dover has some women a ayin, some that you don't count. And here it's after Pekudei. There's a counting, a reckoning, which is the opposite of Brocha. Over the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Einecha Brecha is Becheshvin, when Moshe Rabbeinu, the ultimate Toiv Ayin, is mistakel on something, he's connected to its Shirish Lemaila, and he brings Gevaldige Brocha in the object. Kiyadua, just to Makashi before I even begin to share, when the Shalom Belzer was building his famous Mishmanish, also he stood there by the workers, the construction crew, and he was Mechavin ala Kavonis, na Yichudim, Amrit, the Kavonis of Batal, Kiyadua, all the stories. And they needed money, as every Mishmanish needs. So they got a Kupa, and they got a Gaba, and he stood there, and he collected in this Pushka, he collected money from the Chassidim who came to donate. And after a while, the Gabbai, who was guarding, watching the money, he noticed a pilit plus. When the Shalom Belzer was sitting there with the workers, and he's mafakir every prat, and he's mechavin his kavonas, whatever rebbes do, right? Hamoin, tons of people are coming and giving beruach nediva, they're stooping the kupa on a sheer gels. And when the Rebbe finished looking at the walls and the construction, and he's standing there by the kupa, nobody comes. No, hardly anyone comes. And he couldn't understand, what's the cheshm here? It's miraculous. So the bells of the roof told him, and Ke'enze has found the Chiddush HaRim al HaTorah. The same thing happened in Vayakal, last week's parsha. You remember that Moshe Rabbeinu sees that the people brought dye, boys. Enough, sufficient, and more. So what did he say? He said to the Yisrael HaMelacha, stop. What's the pshat here? Where did it come that in the Hamuin Am, their hearts are beating with Azah Bren to give all their gold, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel and all the Chachmei Lev and all the Holy Tzadikim were Oisik in the Meleches HaMishkon, and people saw it, that itself, Moshe Rabbeinu's Kavonis, brought into the hearts of the Jews the desire, the Cheshek, to donate B'Yad Rech B'Lev Nadiv. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw it's Dai B'Hoyser, it's Gnug, more than superfluous. So what did he do, the Pasuk says? He didn't tell them, stop bringing. He told the Oisim Melacha, stop working. Because it's your work in the Melechus HaMishkon that brings in the Cheshek in the hearts of the Jews to donate. And so too was in this story in Belz. What do I learn from this? Okay, I have no time to elaborate, but the Pasuk says, Eilep kudi HaMishkon mishno edes ashpukar al pi Moshe biyad Leviim biyad Yisomer ben Aaron. The Pasuk, without going involved, all of the Yukim, Eilis, Kulamukshim, Eilis, Poisal al Rishonim, what were we passing here previously? It's a connection from the previous parashas through Metatava Vayak. Elapakude ha Mishka, why is it called Mishkan? Edus, Asher Puka, Alpi Moshe, Al Yidei Moshe, Alpi Moshe, Biyat HaLevim. Where did Levim come out of and copy? Levim here. The Levim are going to be in this manner chronologically much later. Alpi Somar, Ben Aaron. Says the Mor Vashomish, a Moiridikast is Eurus for this week's parasha. When you read it, people think it's a person of klutz. Think it's a, I read this parasha already. I know it from Truma. It's like just repetition. What's it about? Says the Mor Vashomish, a Moiridikavot. That when again the Islavus of Kal Yisrael to give, to build, came through the Kavones, the Yichudim of Moshe Rabbeinu. And only Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore the Pekid, the Ginsbar was Moshe, because Moshe realized how much Kedusha and how much Asheros HaShechina and how much Shefa were the Eden able to bring down into this world through their Shkol and through their Nedivas Halev. And when he saw this die, this sufficient to what? For the Mishkan, for the Asheros HaShechina in the Mishkan. So what are you going to do with it? The Medrash says that he went, as the Abishur, what do I do with Hoyser? There's extra, there's superfluous. What do I do with the rest? So the Abishur said, Asay Mishkon no Edus. Which sometimes, Medrash, if it refers to make a Bes Medrash to learn Torah. The Mavashamish teaches the extra his Eurus of Slavos of Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu placed in Parshas Pekudei. That whenever a Yid reads Parshas Pekudei, the Yisoyrus of Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel and the Chachmei Lev, you once again tap in. right? And therefore, but don't think, well, I did it last year and the year before. Eilus poisel al rishonis. There has to be new depth, new profundity, new understanding of Parshas Pekudei every year, right? There was Puka al pi Moshe. The Moshe Rabbeinu placed it in his words in the Torah Hakdoshah. Eidus is gimatria Talmud Torah. B'chal is called Eidus al pi isamar. What does isamar mean? To speak. Biyar arei this is tekoyin yishmeru das. That whenever a person reads Parshas Pekudei, it's al derech. You know, on the 7 days of Miluim, every day, twice a day, Moshe was hukam a mishkan and perik the mishkan. Twice a day. What purpose? Right. Says the Chetusharim, because there are 7 times in history that the Yidden are going to make Azadir Leizvarach, a dwelling place for Hashem. There's the Mishkan in the Midbar, right? There is Gilgal and Shiloh. There's Noivin given, and there's Beis Hamikdash HaRishon and Beis Hamikdash HaSheni. 7. So for 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu erected the Mishkan and took it apart, connected the 7 times in history, the Kal Yisrael, and he gave the Ratzon into Kal Yisrael to be able to be Mamshech the Shechin and the Kedusha for all 7 places. On the Shmini Lemiluim, he only erects it, but he doesn't take it down. Because that, the Shmini is 8, etc., etc., refers to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, which is a Nitzchi, which you pick up and you don't dismantle. So I'm just saying this b'derech hakdoma, that is a parsha of Pekudei l'zboilinus ben parsha, the parsha between parsha Shkolim and parsha Zochron, at Be'eshel Eish, and destroying Amalek, Shabbos of Tshuva. And therefore, I want to explain, in this hakdoma to Purim habolein l'teva, I want to explain just an akudel l'gabe Purim and see what fits into the parsha. Everyone knows the word of the Gro. There's a Mishnah, all the mitzvahs every year. V'zichram le'yosuf mizaram, says the Vilna Gaon. This is the remez that Yidin min Yisrael is to bring kindlach kitanim dafka to Mikra Megillah. V'zichram le'yosuf mizaram. And you see an akuda, like an axiom, that in the whole Yontif of Purim, that we underline, we underscore Ketanim, children. We have Minhogim of children, v'chul v'chul. Why is that? So I saw in Sefer part, they saw that, Meiri Digavar, B'shem Rav Hutnan, Pachad Yitzuk. When he read Pashas B'shalach, we're going to read it next week again, when waging war against Amalek, what does the Pasuk say? Bechar Lonu Anoshim Teilo. What's Lonu, says Rashi? Livelcho. For me and for you. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashra himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, to Yeshua's Talmud, the Nar. Right? And this teaches us, says Rashi, from here Chazal learned, that he chvoid Talmidach, the covet of your disciple, your student, should be like your own personal covet. Wonderful. Why do we learn this dafka from where? The Milchama of Amalek. Said Rav Hutner Rameir Digavort. A father and a son, right? Al there is a Rebbe who's called a father and a Talmud. There's a concept of Hemshech HaDeiros. There's a Shalshelus HaKabbalah. In the Mishnah, Edius famously says, where the father is Mezaki his son, Ube Misper HaDeiros Lufonov Huaket. By Klal Yisrael, Hevil, they say for Yuchsin, there's a direct connection between generations. Rahavdol, ask a goy on the street, find a shegetz, ask him, 18-year-old shegetz, and ask him, what's your connection emotionally to the Duke of Wellington? Go to Paris and see a shegetz on the street and ask him, how do you feel vis-a-vis Napoleon? The uncle can like in your machine. Ask him, go to yeshiva. You open up a Gemara, thus is the Rebbe, and here's Ravina and Ravashi, and here's Abaye Ben Rovin, here's Rashi from France, and they can't do it. Right? There's a Hemshech HaDeiros, a person opens up a Rambam with a Ravid, with a Baruch Ber, with a Rabbi Shimon, with a Rabbi Kinegar. It's as if they're alive and they're talking to you. There's a Hemshech HaDeiros talking to you now. That's some distant, ancient, antiquated, historical figure. It's a captain, it's a mamma, everyone's speaking to you. It's alive. The Hemshech HaDeiros. What can a Molech not stand? Milchama L'Hashem ba'Molech. Midurder, that is a Hemshech HaDeiros, that even build Heiser. I mentioned last night at the Chasana, says that Amalek b'milua is gimatria ace 470 gimatria kedushin. Amalek can't stand when Yidden build Gilim Bona Echem Yichurv and build Heiser on the Yisoidus of Zaydus and Bubbas. Therefore, anyone who ever took course 101 in Kabbalah will know. We say in Pasuk, Ki Yadol Ki Yud Ke, that Kol Zman that Amalek is in the world, Ein Hashem Shol, amongst other things. You have Yud Ke, but you don't have Vov Ke. What is Yud Ke? And in course 101 in Kabbalah, Chochma and Bina, which is Avo Eim, Vosfeld, what's missing? The Vov Ke, which is Benubas. Amalek wages war against the Hemshech HaDoyers. Could do it, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Lehifnu Oves Albonim in Rifin Yudai. What are the Yodayim? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Taflon Beis, Chibulus Maaseyodov, Ezer Maaseyodov Shal Odom, Zel Bonav Ubnoisov Shal Odom, your children. When there's a Amalek comes, Berifidim, there's a Rifin Yudayim, that there's a barrier, a chasm between Oves Ubonim. Alderach, the pasuk cries out in Iuv, Ba'asher Chololim Shomhu. Wherever there's a cholol, chol means
hollow.
Chol can mean a corpse. It's actually impossible. It's called scavengers, vultures, eagles. But cholol from the root word empty. When there's a void, there's a vacuum. There comes the klipa, comes sitra achra, comes Amalek into the world. And therefore, the ikur milcham of Amalek is against the shalshelas, the tzir of hadoiris of Kal Yisro. And you see this throughout Megillus Esther. Haman, Talmidei Rav Shimon Yochai said, "When the man is fight, is chayvus today, she was all kloya, because they were nenuim with Sudash Shalosh Yerusha. What happened at the Sudas Achashverish? Who was invited? Kol Ha'am and Himsoim Bishushan Lemigadol Ad Katan. Hello. If it says the Kol Ha'am, it's everybody. What? Say the many of them of fortune, the Tashpitz and the Medrash Shmuel and the Sfas Emes and Likutim. He in Achashverish the Rosh Chazal say was even worse, a bigger stoning Yisrael than Haman. He invited the Kindlach. Why did he invite the Kindlach? Because he knew the whole Hagon of Chal Yisrael is Tinekish of Israel and Hevel Sheim Bechet, and he wanted to metamtim them Davke at his evil Sudim. And therefore, we all know the famous Medrash that Peshas Digzera. So Mordechai went and he met three children on the way, and Haman is following him. You see what's happening. And he tells to each of the kindlach, Psoikli Misukach, what have you learned the Cheder? And the first trial said, Al Tiru Mi Pachat Pisoi Mishayas Ram Kisovi. And the second trial said, Utsu Eitavasufer Dabber Dover Velayok. And the third trial said, another posuk in Yeshaya, Adzikna Anihu, Vaseiv Ani Ezbel, and Asisi Vaseiv Ani Ezbel Vamalt. Says the Gro, these are three psukim connected to three times when Amalek tries to exterminate Kal Yisrael. The first one is Vayavi Amalek after Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's Al Tirami Pachat Pisim. Suddenly, out of nowhere, they come to fight. The next time is in Parshas Chukas when it says Vayishma Arad Melech HaKnani, Kivo Yisrael Melech HaSor, Vayishmelu HaGamtu Melchomo. And there's Utsu Eitzo, because he dressed up like a Knani, the whole Geshef Tatvim. In the times of Homan HaRosha, when he said, your deity is old, and he's tired, and he's sleeping, and already you're in Golus 70 years, Lefi Cheshbeinu, right? God is old and tired of it. Adzik Nani Huva Seivani Ezvil. And when Mordechai heard the three psukim from Tinei Keshavas Rabban, he was joyous. He knew, ultimately, we're going to victory. Haman heard it, and he was the smell of the chema, and he said, tomorrow, I'm not going to kill Mordechai, I'm going to kill the kindlach. Before I hang Haman on the gallows, I'm going to destroy Mordechai. Before I destroy Mordechai on the gallows, I'm going to kill all these 22,000 Tinei Keshavas Rabban. Come on, Chazal say what happened. He placed them b'shal shuloy shal barzel. Chains, he had shomrim there. And the Yiddish imamis came, kiderech, Yiddish imamis. And they 3 days and three nights, they haven't been eating. So they brought them lechem umayim. Why die in starvation? Your kid's going to be dying and you're worried about the eating supper, right? So they took their hands and they placed it, and they swore, b'chaye mordchai rabbeinu, we're going to die with famine. In kindness, with a fast. Say Chazal, but it's a show that he was to hear the bleating of tloim and gedim, of sheep, of kids. And he went before the Rabbeinu, and they, what's going on here? Sheep. Came Moshe Rabbeinu before the Kisei HaKovid, and he said, these are not sheep, these are Yiddish Kindlach. And they're being, tomorrow the Oyev is going to shech them like Gedim, right? And it went before the Abishter, and it used to show he went from Kisidin to Kisirachnin, and he was Mizma, and he ripped up the Gzeira Chosun Betit, as the Gemara says, and that night, in the second hour of the night, he was, the whole Gzeira, everything was Hapich, and Lailahu knows the Shas HaMelech, and the miracle happened. So it happened all in the Schus of what? Yiddish Kingdom. And that's Pshat that Zeirish and Chachomim tell Mordechai, Imi Zeira HaYehudim Mordechai, Ashar Chiloisa Lin Perlefonov, Leishucha Leikinof, even in Zeira HaYehudim Mordechai. But he had a suffix, the whole Zeirish came because Mordechai, if a person who doesn't, it's not Mishchach, but the Zor is Nikri Yehudi, as the Gemara says. What's Imi Zeira HaYehudim? In Mizera Yehudim Mordechai, if Mordechai, the Tzadik Ador, is connected to the Tzeirei Hatzoyin, to the Negev of Bezrabon, and the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, first of all, Mipi Oilim Viyoinkim Yosad to Oil, Lahash Bezoyev Mesnakim, the whole, and that's the grad of the Chazal say, there's a Kalarapsi, the Gemara says, every day a Malach goes out from the Ebershah to destroy the world. And then he sees Tinoikish of Israbon learning in a Besmedish, and he's Mismalo Rachman Kal Giso. And there's a passage which says, Loshin Rako to Shaber Gorim. So the all the Sforim Akdish, the Rishis Chochmon, the Shaloh Akodish, and the Sir Hamur, all the classical Sforim say, to Shaber Gorim. It breaks bones. To Shaber is Tinoikish Shel Beis Rabon, Gezeirois Rois Mavatus. Well, just taking Kadmoinim, some Rishchama brings the B'Shem HaMedrash, whatever, from the Shalom brings the B'Shem Torah Shirishumas, but other taking Svarim HaKadosh. The Koyach of Tashvar is to bring all Yeshuas for Kal Yisroel. And therefore, one can understand, just Derech Agav, two things I understand, I'll be the terms. Number one, there's the Psaldek HaKoyin says in many places in Divrei Sofrim, in Pekir HaKorot, Parshas Zohar is a skula for having children. Someone doesn't have children. Nifkadati, pakadati, pekido. When it's a time to destroy Amalek, und l'umazeh, through v'chalkarne rishoyim agadeya, which by the way, the Karen of rishoyim is Ram, as in Svar Magdashim, Gimachi Amalek. Durch them is Surimam no karne sadik, yidin, when there's a mute in Klippa, in Amalek, vertak aribu in Kedushim. So Eis Rotzen, just telling people who need that Eis Rotzen to pray for Kindlach is Dafka Shabbat Zohar. Why? Because the whole Purim surrounds around the Koyach of Tinek Yishol Bishraben of Ketan. And with that I understand the Chazach. I've said this many times. Say Rish Chodesh Adar. Chlikis Adar Rishin. But L'chuli Alma Mishinichnas Adar Andersheni is Marbin. Who was the Mandamer? Who told me that Mishinichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha? Says the Gemara in the Tainis. Omer Rav Yehud the Brazer of Shmuel Bar Shelas Omer Rav. Who, I said this 100 times. Who is Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas? The one who, when the Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin, in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik, something or other, that Nebonov Shel Homon, Lom Du Teiru Nebrak, Umanu, says the Girsa of the Yankiv in the Mersamur, Bershmul Bashilas. What was the role, what was the profession? He was an accountant, a lawyer, a doctor, was a Gittin. Says the Gemara in Baba Basr Daf Ches, Umatstike Har, Pazak Daniel, Umatstike Har Rabin Gichom Eilum Voed, this Manu, who was referred to Bershmul Bashilas. He was the Malamed par excellence. And the Gemara there tells a story that Rav, his Rebbe, saw him. By the way, Rav, when he's about to leave the world, who gives the hesped for Rav, who's the Rabban Shekol, literally? So he says he saw him after 13 years, he sees him walking in the garden. So he says, Shafke le Menusei, have you given up your Getreikite, your Nemonos, your loyalty? He says, 13 years I haven't seen this garden. I haven't been here. I'm still thinking about them. Therefore, it's called Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. I've said many times, Shelas stands for, no, Shivisi Avayel Negdi Somid, right? Yes? And the Berach Moshe, the Satmarov said, Amoyri Di Gevort. Why? He's thinking about them. Because Yiddish Kinder, Tashbar, are called Soin Kadoshim. And the Gemara says in Psachim that Kochim is Osur Behesachadas. You can't Not think about them for 1 minute. And the famous word of Ruchayim Palaji, why in the Kriyashma, the mitzvah tefillin, uksharetim, vahoyilus, betofis, right after the limanetim, oizimus b'neichim, why the juxtaposition of the smichus, just like tefillin is also b'hasachadas, alderach says chinuch, and kinder also b'hasachadas. And that's the kuyach of Rishmul Barshelas. And that's the kuyach, which, by the way, doesn't have a lesson for us. Sometimes a person, yeah, just like gone, and yeah, yeah, and you can think, I'll lock myself in my room, and I'll sit there and bechadish chidush Torah and the chavis and learn Baruch Ber and like whatever, right? And the kindlach, you get a simple guy, an ordinary beinim need to do it. Mordechai was the head of the Sanhedrin, was the God will be Yisrael. What did he do? What was he with this asik with? With 22,000 kindlach, you can't find a amlamid dardiki to teach him aleph, whatever psukim. Right, fakir the svarim. The whole kliyach of Mordechai that he was, what is it, how did the end of the Megillah go? V'doiver, doirish toiv la'amui. The Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Gimel says, who is Amui? Who's Am Mordechai? Gila Am Mordechai. Am Mordechai is manu rabbonon. Why was he doirish toiv la'abonon? What gave him siyata d'shmaya in his learning? Because he's doiver shalem. Shalem is nothing but l'chol zari for kindlach. Sometimes people think if you misasik with others, you're going to lose in your own personal development and growth. Then you have siyata d'shmaya. Meir eini. What do you say? Mordechai is called Mordechai ben Yoyer. Sheher eini Yisrael with Taira. Ben Shimi. Shimi is Nutrikun. The Gemara says Meir eini shneim havaya. Shimi. Ben Kish. Therefore, when he knocked on the doors of Shemaya, impossible. That's the koyach of Mordechai. Okay, that's an introduction. Now. Problem is, I'll get in fine, the kriyach of tashbar of kedushin, but it's not so simple. There's a medrash plea, I'm not time to elaborate on it, it's a muridika medrash tamua, that when Sora Imenu told Avram, garesh sa'amah hazois vesbeno, z'yidin, we're zoicha de lainiru zvuv bebeis hamit b'chayim. Anyone going to explain that to me? There were no flies, no insects, when they dealt with the Psara Kodesh. What in the world is one thing, I do with the other. Say the Svarim, Magdoshim, the Beis Halsker brings in the Maimon of Adar, who is the Zvuv that refers to Amolek, the Yitzhahorah, right? Zvuv stands for? No. Zikorin Basefer Vesin Ba'ozni. When Sora says, Garesh is Ha'ama Hazois, get rid of Sitra Achra of Klippa of Amolek, right? Yeah? You can't have a Yiddish kid who's mechunich together with a Yishmol, a Pera Odom, right? Then like, Amolek has no shlith in the base of Mitzchayim. There's no place for Amolek and a place of Kiddush. And that's from the Avoidus HaKoshis B'migdash. That's what Rebbe used to say, the Vriyol. The Gemara, the ones who are mamshich the Shechina in the Beis Hamikdash is dafke tinei kishul b'shabim. Therefore, the learning of tinei kishul b'shabim, you're not mevatel even for binyan Beis Hamikdash. Dafke many chazal. When the bechurim Beis Hamikdash first oilele hol chutzar, then vayetze mi tian kol hadera. The Shechina left not after the Sanhedrin left not after dafke after the tinei kishul. Then mamshich kedusha. Aber why? Because Chazal say ain't loy like Shachar Beis Hamikdash ain't loy like a Kadosh Baruch Hu by Lomay Ella what? Dalam Shalacha. Next word, Bilvat. The key word here is Bilvat. When the Taruvis of Kedusha and Tumo, there the Shechin is not there. Even Bishas the Kedusha, it has to be Dalam Shalacha Bilvat. The Gemara says in Shabbos Avkavid Aleph Amri the Marav May Dichsiv Al Tigu B'Meshichoi. Who are Meshichoi, the anointed ones? Elu tinoi kishol b'shabim. Why are kindlach called Meshichoi, the anointed ones? Says Rashi, the derech of Yiddish mamas is to be Meshich, to anoint their children with Shem. Why would you want to put oil on your kid's head? What do you know about Shemen? Huh? Chazal say, but Gemara says, El Shabbos beginning. I know you see matana l'tinoi, terech l'di l'imoi. What do you do? You can pass, Mosh, you smear a bit of shemen. Why shemen? What is unique about shemen? Chazal say, Loma nimshul Yisrael l'zayis, just like zayis is not misariv in any other mashkim, so to call Yisrael a misariv with goyishkai, with the ways of others. Huh?
Floats to the top.
It floats to the top, yeah. So it's not misariv, it doesn't mix. Right? That's fantastic. Bonecha kishile zaysim shom. Zaysim, the whole purpose of zaysim the Gemara and Shabbos is the shaman from it. right? Yeah, and some of Shulchan Echad that he cares what's going on with his children, and that befrap is manazeh. I'm not trying to elaborate, but everyone knows the challenges and the, you see the sita achra, the ofsted, the whatever, like working mitachas ha'oretz mikakeya, the tara and kedusha of Yiddishkeit, right? Is the charei, that's the, when the Gemara says that I see the, in the shenichtus rabbi seinu the keren biyavne, and that I see the teirish that yishachach mi yisrael, and I see chas v'sholem, kilis yishachach pizaroi, it's not a stira. There'll be forgetfulness of teirish, you won't have the same whatever, but the schus of the world, davke, is the hevel, she'im bechet of tashvar. And that's, okay, and that's why Purim is a yontif of the tikkun of the chet eitz hadas, which is taruvus of good and bad, and the perp, and the, what we learn is v'daseyem shoynes mikol om, that ye, the whole religion, every nation is different than a Buddhist is different than a Muslim. What's v'daseyem shoynes? The das and the religion of Klal Yisrael is to be shoynes mikol am, to be like Shem and Zayas, which is safol al pnei kol amash. Now what happened here? Okay, let's get to the parsha. Remember, everyone, cutting short, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun, hey, Rashi brings it. There's a machlikus between Moshe and Bezalel. Moshe said, first build the Kelim and then the Mishkan. And Bezalel said, Rabbeinu Moshe, you know, Minhogi Shel Olam is first you build a home and then you bring the furniture. So he says, Shema Bezalel Kelim Yusuf Yadait. It's cool and mukshe. There's Gemara and there's Rashi, there's old Mepharshim Esk. Can I ask you a question? Bezalel seems to be logical, right? Why? When they went from the Mishkan, they went from place to place, right? The Masos. What did they do with the Kelim? There's no Mishkan. You covered it over. What? A threat of a hurricane, of a cyclone, of an earthquake in the Midbar. You're Mukha from the Nani HaKovid. What's your problem? You covered it over and gave Eiter. And let me ask you, I'm sorry for asking, maybe Nelson Adler. And from when did they finish Melechus HaMishkan? Chafei Kislev. So what did they do till Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Whatever you did till then, it doesn't make sense. What's Bezalel arguing? Moshe Rabbeinu's argument. I understand. The principle is called Mekudesh Michaveri Kodesh Michaveri. Obviously, the Kli Beis Hamikdash, the Orin, the Menorah, the Rishon Pet, the Rishon Sap, the Rishon Pet, the Mizbeach, the Hashem, Shulchan, the role of Mizvul, whatever. Right? This is the housing, the package, or the whatever is secondary to the actual Kelim, the actual Avodah. So first the Mekudesh Michaveri build, and afterwards the Kelim. What's the Sfora of Bezalel? So I said already a few weeks ago, where did the krushim, the building, the structure of the mission come from? From the krushim the Yankov Avinu brought from Beersheba. Why Dafki Yankov Avinu? What's the purpose of the krushim? The purpose of the krushim is to build mechit, with the general principle in life. Whenever there's kedusha, the Ramban's famous letter, it's all called Mekudesh Mechaveri, Chorv Mechaveri, Shikra is Lekoi, Shikra, Avidazora, Klippa, can only live and exist when it's yoinik from kedusha. So if you have a Beis HaMikdash, you have all the Hani Kalbin, the Chatzifin, who are trying to nurture, to suck out the Kedusha for the Lohum Hazeh. So before Minhag Eishel Oil, if you're on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, everything is holy, this Kedusha is so radiant that there's no place for Klippis, all Klippis Sitachar is in this battle, right? You could build first the Kelim and then the Mishkan. Or if you're only in the Madrega Bitzal, Bitzel Kelo Yiso, and you have the Hanik Halbin, the Chatzifin around you, here you first have to build the Mechitzis, the Choymo, around Yiddishkeit, that they shouldn't tap into it. Who was the one who excelled in this Midah? Side by Lovan and side by Esav? Yankov Avinu. When Lovan comes, for 20 years he panicked his Edom, makes his life a misery. And then he suddenly runs after him. Why didn't you tell me you're leaving? Vashalecha, betupim, bechilus, betefechinar, v'lamen, nishtashtani, l'apapakhan, messmate. Yeah? Let's v'nichus abris, anivat, peace treaty. What does Yankov say? V'yayim riachav, echav, liktu avonim, and they make a gal. When you have a loved one who suddenly says, I'm your best friend, take the avonim and build a choyma, in choyma zuteira, as chazal darshan, you build a wall. And when Esav HaRosha says, Nisav HaNelchon, Beshove, we were mates now. 2 minutes ago, we tried to bite him to death. Right? Now, suddenly, he's your mate. What does Yankov say? You may be able to handle with this Rosh. Aber Kindelach, they're not going to know the difference between Tum and Tara, right? Therefore, you go and I'll meet you. That's the idea of Ayid in Golos. The Gemara says, a person likes generally the where he lives, right? So you could be in Mitzrayim for 210 years and you get accustomed. You're like one of them. You're more British, you're more English. The Jews in England are more English than the English. So Yankel Avinu said, name, take Roshim. And what does a Kairish mean? It's like cedar trees, arozim. What are arozim? Vayig believe it bidarki Hashem. That you remain in Gushin as a Yid, and Lishinu Shmom, Lishinu Lishoinim, and all Kidrashas Chazal. That's the Madreg of Bitzel Kale. Who was called Kale? The Gemara says Yankel Avinu was called Kale. Right? And therefore, Bitzel Kale Yisav Yodato. That's why Chazal and the Gemara in Brachas Tavnon Hei is Soimich. This idea of Bitzel reals, you have to make Mechitzes, otherwise, Ularosh Amalikim Alasal Havachukai Klippu will be Yonik. To that the fact that Bitzel Hayadeya is a Isia Shabahem Nivu Shemayim Vaoretz, the world was created, says the Arizal, with the shame Aleph Kei Vov Kei, which is Rosh Tevis Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaOretz, which is, those who know Kabbalah, this is the shame of Das. What do you know about Das? Anyone who has it? No? The Gemara says, Brochis Imein Das Havdola Minayin. That's Prapit Seil Keil Hoyisa V'yodat. Why? Because Yankiv Avinu is the Gilgal of whom, I said this many times, the Gemara says, Shufra the Yankiv, main Shufra the Adamarishin. What happened by Adamarishin? The Nachar sore that Adam and Chava are Orum, are naked. There's no Erhamaki, if there's nothing surrounding them, there's no Mechitzis. There's no chumis, right? And therefore he was, you need what's called a mechitza, a boundary, a chumah, which is in Sforum called the makif on a person, which has the betel kale, aleph lamid, bimilue, is gimashi, a hekif. The Bnei Yisrael famously says in the Ribu Mekavis, you always have a hekif, something surrounding you, enveloping you, which is that kuyach that protects you from evil. And that's you understand the famous Gemara in Brachas of Lamedalit, that Rav's Rav Kahana chutzuf alai mand masli bebikso. I like it, chutzpah, someone who davened in a
open field.
The chura, if you're a bit of a 60s hippie-ish, like new age spiritual person, it's so nice to daven outside in the valley under the trees and nature. You feel close to the bashefer. What do you mean, mandach? Because a person to daven, you need sneeze, you need emes malchus, says Rashi, you need a chum. And you see this, I have no time to elaborate, but when Yankov Avinu was fighting with the Samach Mem, the Sar Shel Esav, says, Vateka what? Yerech Yankov. The thigh. Chazal say, who's the Yerech Yankov? Yoytze Chalot, Kindlech. What is the Gimachia, Rabbi? No, one of you guys. Yerech Yankov is Gimachia. You don't got to be a genius to work this out. But take Yerach Yankiv, 412, which is Gematria, bias. What's the halachic definition of a bias? A basically Yankiv, right? So the Gemara famously says in Shabbos, Machrez of Yannai, Chaval, the Leslie, Darto, Vitarto, Darto of it. Woe to the person who already made the entrance, the Torah, etc., for the Dira, but he doesn't have a Dira. So what is a Dira? A bias is mukif and dalad mechitzus. Im choymahi, if it's a choymah, then you're strong. A choymah means you can't break it, it's impenetrable. If it's a dalas, you open it, you bring it into your house, this, that, and the other thing. I said 100 times here, the famous Rav went to somebody's house, and he looked in the bookshelf, today this is 100 billion times worse, and he says, in this house you can't say halal. Why can't you say halal? Because he wants every Rosh Chodesh to say halal, achut Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Why don't you say halal in Rosh Hashanah? Because the Gemara is Efrish Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Suchim in front of Imram Halal, a little bit mere. So in this house with the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim, you can't say halal. Is the lesson I'm trying to say is if you want to have Erlich Kinder, who are Emes Yerushamayim, who are Sovav L'Shulchan Echa, you have to learn from the Mishkan, it's Davke Tashbar who built the Beis HaMikdash. But to build a Mishkan or a Beis HaMikdash, a Dir L'Yizbarach, you need Chaimus, you need walls, which are impenetrable, which are only, Dal Amr Shal Alocha Bilvad. That's a Benech Shilei Zeisim. The Eber Shal Helfen Taka. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan is Gematria 651, which is Gematria Truma. What is Truma? Torum Vovke, which Vovke we said is Yiddish Kinder, Bonam Ubonis. And it says in Svarim HaKadosh, which will be Zeicha, V'yichuli Truma, same as word from Ramotcha of Kashmir, V'yichuli Truma is Gematria Shefa Bracha Vatzlocha, Bashbe Gashmi Sivruchtis.